Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome back to Crossroads Generation. We are getting near the end of this third season. This is the 21st of 26 episodes and we are going to start right away.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for a way. Crossroads Generation. Our future starts today.
Just a quick recap of what's happened so far. Previously, an accidental encounter with a kind lady in his neighborhood opened up a whole new world of possibilities for Dan.
Could you teach me how to make those ornaments?
You want to learn knitting?
Yes, please.
But things aren't looking as good for everybody right now. The local politician, Mukaraba, has just been fined by the judge because he was involved in a case of illegal adoption. University student Tina has been struggling to find the money to feed her brother and sisters, so she took a job in a club as a call girl. And 18-year-old Mercy was just talking to her mother about the marriage proposal she received from her boyfriend Nikki when her phone rang. It was Tina with some very bad news.
Something has happened to Trudy.
What?
She's dead.
No, you're lying. Trudy's not dead. She can't be dead.
Mercy is devastated. She and Trudy had been friends for a long time and they just started studying journalism at university together. Mercy is still in shock as we start this 21st episode entitled Justice for Trudy.
No, no.
Calm down, Mercy, please. Come on, let's sit down over here on your bed. It's good that you could get back to the university so fast.
Okay, Tina. Tell me, what happened?
The police didn't want to say anything, but the students who live in that building said they had a shot.
What? Trudy was shot? I thought she must have had an accident or something.
No, this wasn't an accident.
What do you mean?
Everybody is saying it was a robbery gone wrong. That she was shot by thieves who had broken into the students' hostel.
But what? Thieves? Oh no. Maybe I could have helped her if I'd been there. Oh, why did I have to go see my mother and Linda that day? I could have waited until the weekend. Maybe...
Mercy, please, listen to me. I don't think either you or I could have done anything. And I don't think it was thieves who did that to her.
What? What do you mean?
Mercy, there's something I need to tell you.
What?
What's that? Sounds like all the other students are gathering outside.
We want security.
We want justice.
We want
security.
Okay. This one's done now too. I'm getting faster and better every day. I think my teacher will be very proud. Man, if anyone had told me a month ago that I, Dan Kanyama, would be spending my days knitting. Come in. It's open.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Nancy. You are late today.
Sorry, Dan. The garbage trucks were late too. But we managed to get more plastic bags than usual. Here they are.
Ah, great. Thank you. Here's your money.
Cool. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Who's calling now? Hello?
Hey, Dan.
Billy, nice of you to call. Where have you been hiding, man?
Just around and about. Listen, are you still looking for a job?
Well, no, not really. Why? Did you find one?
Yes, I did. Guess what? I am now an assistant contractor in a big construction company.
Wow, really? Good for you, man. How did you...
My cousin is the boss there. He hooked me up.
Oh, I see.
Listen. The reason I'm calling is that there's a supervisory role on one of our sites, and I suggested you.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice of you. But I don't know, Billy.
What do you mean you don't know?
You see, I really did start my own business, and it looks as if it's going quite well.
What business? Burrowing in garbage like a rat?
Well, that one didn't quite work out, but I've actually found a way to make women's handbags out of garbage.
What? So now you stay at home and sew like an old lady.
Actually, it's knitting, not sewing.
That's even better.
Well, it pays my bills, and I really like it.
I can't believe this. You're letting a good job go so you can sit at home making handbags.
Billy, I like doing what I am doing. And besides, it's good for the environment.
Okay, Mr. Environment. But don't come crying to me when it all goes wrong, okay?
Look, Tina, all the other students are protesting for Trudy. You're right, Mercy. Let's open the window to see what's going on.
We want justice!
We want justice!
It seems that robbers can easily get into the hostels.
Yeah!
And they have killed our friend.
Yeah!
This cannot happen again.
No!
Justice for Trudy!
Justice for Trudy!
Security for the students!
Security for the students!
As a first step, we are going to protect our hostels ourselves.
Yes, yes, yes.
But
yes.
We are also addressing all the politicians.
Oh.
They lie to us.
Yes.
And make all kinds of promises. Yeah. Whenever they want to be elected.
Yes.
But once they get into power,
yeah,
they do nothing at all about, yeah, the security in our country. Congress power!
Congress, do you know power, them, Tina? Not all of them. I think it's great that they're doing this for Trudy. Yes, but... Shh, Mercy, let me hear what they're saying.
We want justice.
We want justice.
They are now busy traveling all around making more false promises, yeah, in order to get themselves re-elected.
Yeah.
Down with the politicians.
Down with the politicians.
Down with the politicians.
Down with the politicians.
Are we going to allow the politicians to lie to us again? Comrades, power.
Power. Tina, shouldn't we be with them? Maybe that's the last thing we can do for Trudy.
Wait, Mercy. There's something else we can do. It has to do with why Trudy was killed.
Right. You said you wanted to tell me something about that?
Close the window.
Huh? Okay.
Mercy, this has to remain between me and you, okay?
I promise.
I think Mukaraba was behind Trudy's death.
No. That can't be it. What does he have to do with anything? Trudy wrote that article about him and the baby ages ago, and he's been found guilty of illegal adoption now. It's all out in the open.
That's not what I'm talking about. Trudy came to see me about a story she wanted to do for the student radio. It was about the brothel in town.
I don't understand.
It's run by Mukaraba.
What? How do you know?
Well, I told you about my job, remember?
Yes.
We are not supposed to know, but I'm sure Mukaraba is the one behind that racket. I've had him in the office several times talking to Mr. M. He's the one who speaks on his behalf.
Tina, are you sure?
Yes. At first, I didn't want Trudy to do the investigation, but then I decided to help her. I was her source. We got some pretty explosive material. She was just about to write her report.
Tina! What did you get yourselves involved in?
I wanted to tell people the truth about Mukaraba, and I wanted to help all the other girls who are being treated so badly.
But that puts you in danger too.
If they knew that I was Trudy's source, they would have done something about it by now. They don't know, and they won't find out. I've quit my job there. I'm not going to work as a call girl anymore.
What? Wow, that's great. But still, I mean, what if they found something at Trudy's place that gave you away? You just said it was really explosive material.
It is. But Trudy didn't have it with her. I've got it right here. And I'm going to make sure it gets broadcast.
What? This is too dangerous, Tina. You have to get rid of it. You've seen what's happened to our friend.
I owe it to Trudy. And to be honest, I could use your help.
And with that, we come to the end of this emotional episode. What will Mercy do? If you missed part of this or any previous episode, don't worry. Just visit our website dw.de/lbe. Until then, take care.